Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Basic Economics by Thomas Sowell is a comprehensive guide that strips down the complexities of economic theories and practices, making the subject accessible to everyone. Thomas Sowell, a renowned economist and social theorist, uses clear and concise language to explain the principles of economics without the use of charts, graphs, or equations. First published in 2000 and since updated, the book covers a broad spectrum of economic topics, from the basics of supply and demand to the intricacies of international trade. Sowell's approach centers on demonstrating how economic principles operate in the real world, using examples from history and current events. Basic Economics is widely regarded as essential reading for anyone looking to gain a foundational understanding of economic principles and how they impact the world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of prices. In Basic Economics, Thomas Sowell places significant emphasis on the role of prices in the economy. Prices, as Sowell illustrates, are not just arbitrary numbers, but signals that convey essential information about the scarcity and value of resources. They help consumers and producers make informed decisions about consumption, production, and distribution. Sowell argues that price fluctuations are a natural outcome of the changing balance between supply and demand. Through various examples, he shows how interference in price mechanisms, such as price controls, can lead to unintended consequences like shortages or surpluses. This section of the book is critical for understanding how economies attempt to efficiently allocate scarce resources. Secondly, the function of profit and loss. Thomas Sowell delves into the function of the profit and loss system within the market economy, portraying it as a vital mechanism that signals to businesses whether they are effectively meeting consumers' needs. Profits indicate a demand for what a business offers, encouraging expansion or continuation, whereas losses signal the opposite, prompting a business to adapt or exit the market. This system fosters innovation and efficiency as companies are incentivized to minimize costs and maximize value. Sowell's discussion clarifies the often misunderstood notion of profit, showing how it plays a crucial role in guiding resources toward their most valued uses in society. Thirdly, the impact of government interventions. Sowell critically examines the role of government interventions in the economy, analyzing both their intended and unintended consequences. He discusses various forms of government involvement, from subsidies and tariffs to regulations and taxes, illustrating how such interventions can often disrupt the natural balance of the market. Sowell uses historical and contemporary case studies to demonstrate how interventions can lead to inefficiencies, like distorted prices and misallocated resources, ultimately harming the very groups they were meant to protect. This chapter is crucial for understanding the delicate balance between necessary government oversight and the benefits of a free market economy. Fourthly, the importance of property rights. Sowell emphasizes the critical role of property rights in fostering economic prosperity and social stability. He presents evidence that strong and clear property rights are foundational to successful economic systems because they provide individuals with the security to invest, innovate, and enter into voluntary exchanges. Property rights also play a key role in resource conservation, as owners have a vested interest in maintaining the value of their property. By comparing economies with varying degrees of property rights protections, Sowell illustrates how those with stronger protections tend to have higher levels of economic development and individual wealth. Lastly, global economic principles. In addressing global economic principles, Sowell transcends national borders to examine how the economic foundations he discusses apply worldwide. He looks at international trade, globalization, and the economic consequences of geopolitical shifts. By showcasing how free trade benefits countries by allowing specialization and access to a broader market, Sowell counters protectionism and illustrates economic interdependence among nations. This global perspective highlights the universality of economic principles, demonstrating that despite cultural and governmental differences, the basic workings of supply and demand and the benefits of open markets are applicable worldwide. In conclusion, Basic Economics by Thomas Sowell is an essential read for anyone, regardless of their background or field of study. It offers a clear, accessible introduction to economic principles and their application to real-world scenarios. Through its broad coverage of topics, from the function of prices to the impact of government interventions, The book provides a comprehensive overview of how economies operate. Sowell's work is particularly beneficial for policymakers, students, educators, and business professionals, offering insights that can lead to informed decisions and discussions. Understanding the economic concepts presented in this book can significantly benefit one's life by enhancing their ability to critically analyze economic discussions, policies, and trends. It equips readers with the knowledge to navigate the complex economic landscape, making sense of how economic principles affect both global and personal financial health. If you would like to support Thomas Sowell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.